This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel, and good morning, everyone. Democrats in Michigan may be close to an agreement with Democratic candidates Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama over primary revotes. Obama spoke with NPR. He says that if it happens, then something must be done about the current distribution of delegates.
We were told that these contests would not count. Senator Clinton agreed that they would not count. Our name was taken off the ballot in Michigan. And in Florida, we did no campaigning. Now, you know, if people think that that is a normal Democratic way of running an election, then, you know, that's not the America that I know.
Senator Barack Obama speaking with NPR. Michigan and Florida delegates have been excluded from the Democratic convention because their states defied national party rules on holding early primaries. The U.S. House of Representatives debated the Democratic eavesdropping measure yesterday in private. The debate was held in a closed-door session. It's the first time in 25 years they've done that. Republicans requested the privacy so they could have what they called an honest debate about the measure. President Bush says he will veto the measure in its current version because it excludes retroactive immunity from prosecution for telecom companies that have helped the government eavesdrop on customers. Meanwhile, President Bush is talking about the economy today. He'll speak at the New York Economic Club. The speech is expected to be an optimistic economic outlook, despite many economists' belief that the country is in the middle of a mild recession. The administration has been urging people to have confidence in the long-term future of the economy. The president is expected to say that the benefits of the tax relief and economic stimulus package should be felt soon. Despite the economy and a steroid scandal, attendance at Major League Baseball spring training games is setting records, and that's good for Arizona. Dozens of teams train in that state. Here's Mark Moran with member station KJZZ in Phoenix.
At the midway point in spring training, more than 550,000 fans have attended a spring training game in Arizona, packing 8,000-seat stadiums for an up-close look at their heroes, or an unknown hoping for his chance at making the big league team. And the attendance rate is on pace to beat a record set 3 years ago when more than 1.27 million people went to a game. The Chicago Cubs, Los Angeles Angels, and Oakland A's are all big draws in the Phoenix area, and the San Francisco Giants had been, until this year. It's the first season in 16 that slugger Barry Bonds has not been here in camp with the team, and the Giants have actually seen a 17% drop in attendance since last year. Phoenix is working to expand spring training further, with the addition of the Los Angeles Dodgers next spring, who are leaving their longtime home in Florida to train in Arizona.
That's Mark Moran reporting from Phoenix. And astronauts at the International Space Station are back inside after a 7-hour spacewalk. They were attaching 11-foot arms to a robot named Dexter that will be used for future construction work. They had a few problems with power at first, so NASA is beaming up a software patch. Always fixed by a software patch that they will hope will fix all of the problems. The spacewalk is the first of five planned for Endeavor's mission. That's the news, and it is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.